The U.S. and world wheat markets are seeing the tightest ending stocks-to-use ratios in nearly a decade, two driving factors behind higher average wheat prices. Kansas producers should keep a close eye on the factors behind these trends as they enter fall planting, according to Dan O'Brien, K-State Extension Ag Economist. O'Brien detailed the outlook for the grain market for 2021-2022 during the recent Risk and Profit Conference. The stocks-to-use ratio helps measure the interrelationship between the supply and demand of a commodity. The ratio measures a commodity's available stocks as a share of the commodity's use, both domestic and exports, for a marketing year. When supply is tight compared to demand, the ratio is lower, referred to as tighter, indicating prices should rise. In contrast, ample supplies compared to demand increase the ratio, indicating prices should be lower. For wheat, the U.S. market has the tightest ending stocks to use since the 2013-14 marketing year at 30%, driven by decreased production this year. Similarly, the world wheat market ending stocks to use is 21.5%, the tightest since the 07-08 marketing year. Both ratios correlate with higher average wheat farm prices, but the question remains if prices will stay high throughout the 2021-2022 growing season. O'Brien guided farmers to watch the release of the World Ag Supply and Demand, or WASDE, report. This monthly report will likely bring grain market volatility as data is gathered about further 2021 crop production declines, both decreased yields and abandoned acres, from U.S. corn, soybean, and hard red spring in the northern states. Depending on the degree of the crop decline, the details in this report could be supportive to bullish. O'Brien said there is support from strong new crop futures and prospects for hard red winter wheat planting this fall, but there is strong competition for acreage from other crops. Still, soil moisture will likely be a key factor in which crop producers plant where, especially given the emergence of a La Nina weather pattern that could cause even drier conditions. Ultimately, O'Brien said the risk of wheat futures, along with corn and soybean futures, is less likely to fall sharply this fall due to tight beginning stocks. However, if crop prospects both in the U.S. and abroad become okay to good in 2022, prices will likely start to slide by late spring or early summer. Grain markets might also start to discount the risk of short crops in 2022. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.